This is Fair Issues on the Mormon Faircast. This week's article is entitled, Keeping the Faith, the Meaning of True, Correct, Historicity, and Verisimilitude by Michael R. Ash, read by Ned Scarsbrick. This and other articles by Michael Ash can be found at DeseretNews.com. This article was used by permission of the author and the Deseret News. It is important to understand how the words true, correct, historicity, and verisimilitude apply to the Book of Mormon. In the context of this discussion, true refers to the spiritual nature of the Book of Mormon. Is it the Word of God? Does following its precepts draw one closer to God? These questions can only be answered on a spiritual level, through faith, humility, and personal study and prayer. Joseph Smith said the Book of Mormon was the most correct book and the keystone of our religion, and a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. Critics claim that correct means perfect, and the book should not contain errors. In light of our discussion on language translations, this is a silly argument. Joseph obviously understood that the book could contain errors because A, he corrected errors in later editions, and B, the Book of Mormon prophets themselves expressly stated the likelihood of errors. See title page and Mormon chapter 9, verses 31 and 32. Correct, in the context used by Joseph, is related to true. The Book of Mormon teaches those correct principles that can lead us to God. LDS scholar Ben McGuire explains historicity this way. Did the events described in the text really occur to real people at a certain place and time? There are two ways to approach this question. The first is general. Were there really Nephites and Lamanites who lived somewhere in the ancient Americas? The second is limited. Did every event in the Book of Mormon happen in precisely the way, place, and time as recorded? Let's look at the second part of this first and turn to Bible history for some examples. While Latter-day Saints believe the Bible is based primarily on events that actually happened, they don't necessarily believe that all things in the Bible happened precisely as described. We believe, for instance, that Bible authors often used hyperbole, metaphorical and poetic language to convey their ideas. For example, the creation of Eve from Adam's rib is viewed figuratively. We don't believe that the earth is shaped like a dish or that the sun goes around the earth, as described by Old Testament authors. Not all LDS church members believe the sun stood still, as recorded in Joshua chapter 10, verse 13, or that Noah's flood covered every inch of the entire planet. We recognize that while there really was a Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and Adam, we also recognize that ancient authors wrote from within their own worldviews, from their own perspectives and understandings of their beliefs, and they wrote according to their weakness, after the manner of their language. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 24. The same principle applies to the Book of Mormon. Nephite prophets wrote from their own perspectives, their own understanding of history and the world around them, as well as their proclivity to use hyperbole and poetic license in their writings. Accordingly, the historicity of actual Nephites and Lamanites doesn't necessarily mean that we believe that everything they wrote was recorded with historical perfection. When we say we believe the overall history of the Book of Mormon is correct, that Lehi and his family fled to the New World, fought with others, were taught by revelation, and were visited by Christ, we are actually talking about the verisimilitude of the Book of Mormon. The verisimilitude refers to how close the written record approximates the actual events that took place. No record, even by the best scribe or historian, will get all details right on all things. As noted in previous issues, even a God-given translation will contain ambiguities because of the inherent ambiguity of human language. God is obviously aware of this weakness in the manner of our language, yet he can make weaknesses strong to those who are humble and have faith. Ether, chapter 12, verse 27. Joseph Smith received many revelations in his lifetime, a great number of which came without the need for or presence of ancient documents. If God wanted to teach the spiritual truths recorded in the Book of Mormon, he didn't necessarily need an ancient document as a source. The fact that God directed ancient prophets to keep records and to secure them away so that Joseph Smith could restore their words tells us that God wanted us to learn something from these ancient Americans, and that he ensured a relatively accurate English translation of the actual words recorded by the ancient Nephite prophets. If you like this podcast, you can help promote it by subscribing to it in iTunes or by rating it and writing a review. Post a link on your blog and Facebook page and tell your friends about us. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Michael Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or that of Fair Mormon.